Good morning and welcome to the Sussex County Council meeting of January 3rd, 2023. Congratulations to all our newly installed council members and row officers who are still in the room. First thing is approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. First thing is election of council officer. Mr. Lawson, I'll give that to you.
Okay, thank you, sir. As Delaware code requires, we do have to elect council officers at the first meeting of the county council of the calendar year. So we've reached that point of the agenda of election of council officers. The first office we will elect is the office of council president. I will open the floor for any nominees.
I'd like to make a nomination. I'd like to nominate Mike Vincent for the office of president.
Okay. Mr. Riley nominates Mr. Vincent for the office of president, seconded by Mr. Schaefer. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we will take the vote on the office of president for Mr. Michael Vincent. Mr. Riley, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Green?
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
By a ballot of 5-0, Mr. Vincent is elected the office of president for county council for the year 2023. Next, we have the office of vice president for county council. I'll open the floor for any nominations.
I'd like to make a nomination.
Mr. Hudson?
I nominate Mr. Riley for vice president.
Mr. Hudson has nominated Mr. Riley for the office of vice president. Do I hear any other nominations? Any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll take the vote for Mr. Riley for the office of vice president of county council, starting with Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Second.
Seconds aren't required. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
And Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Okay, by ballot of 5-0, Mr. Riley is elected to the office of vice president. Congratulations to both of you. Mr. Vincent, would you like me to move forward?
Please.
Okay. Moving down the agenda, the next item is council member appointments. Each year at the first meeting, we do go over our council appointments. Provided in the packet a list of positions that the county council serves each year. I will review that today. Having heard no recommended changes to the list, I will just read what was in the packet. If you do have any recommended changes, we can entertain them now. The first office position is the Delaware Association of Counties County Director. That's Ms. Green. Delaware Association of Counties Executive Board. That's Mr. Hudson. Delaware League of Local Governments. That's Mr. Vincent. The Salisbury-Wicomico MPO, which is district specific, is also Mr. Vincent. Sussex Conservation District Board, Mr. Riley. Sussex County Airport Committee, Mr. Hudson. And the Sussex County Land Trust, Mr. Riley and Mr. Schaefer. Are there any changes to this appointment list for 2023? If not, I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the 2023 member appointments as presented.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Okay, we'll take the vote. We'll start with Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Thank you. Next item is the appointment of legal counsel. Also contained in the packet is a listing of the legal representation the county uses each year. This year, no changes are made except one recommended addition to the information contained in the packet. Ms. Jennings recommends that we add an additional firm listed under our legal representation. The firm's name is Barnes and Thornburg, and this firm is the firm the county and all the towns are using for the ARPA funds. So this was not in the packet, but I would recommend changing the listing of firms, which I'll read here, and to include Barnes and Thornburg for the specific purposes of our ARPA funding. So the list of appointments include county attorney, that would be Mr. Everett Moore, assistant county attorney, Mr. Vince Robertson, legal representation for the Board of Adjustment, bond issuance, personnel matters, planning zoning commission, and Sussex County Council government, with the addition of ARPA representation, to include the following firms: Ballard Spahr, Moore and Rutt, Parkowski, Gherkin, Swayze, Young Conaway, Stargate, and Taylor, and Barnes and Thornburg. Any questions on that list of appointments for legal representation? I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the 2023 appointment of legal counsel as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Ms. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent.
Yes.
Thank you. Last is the rules of procedure for 2023. Contained in the packet were the recommended rules of procedure for the county council. Highlighted in the packet were changes that were drafted by staff and our county attorneys. I'll review those changes today. A copy was presented in the packet with all the changes highlighted in yellow. I'll draw your attention to Rule 12, which involves conduct during meetings by county council members. This was expanded to include Rule 12.4 with language limiting a member's conduct towards another member. This language comes from the rules of the Delaware State Senate. Rule 17 involves standards of conduct by persons attending county council meetings. This was updated at Rule 17.6 to reflect current state law. The General Assembly recently passed legislation requiring public comment during all public meetings. And Rule 20 involves a code of conduct by which council members are subject to Delaware Code. Rule 20 is new to the council's rules of procedure and was inserted to specify the county's code of conduct and the requirement that a council member shall not participate in a matter when a personal or private interest in the matter exists. I'll pause there to see if there are any questions on the recommended rules of procedure for 2023. Any questions? Hearing none, I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the 2023 rules of procedures as presented.
Move for adoption.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Ms. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. I believe that concludes all of the necessary first meeting requirements.
Thank you, sir. Next thing on the agenda is the approval of minutes of December 13th. Any questions, corrections, additions to the minutes? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council.
Mr. Vincent, I am sorry. I'm looking to my left. I was looking straight in front of me, and I do see some notes here. The Good Samaritan Aid Organization does have one New Hope Center. Also has sent a letter, Habitat for Humanity, Food Bank of Delaware, Delaware Food Works, and the Seaford School District, all thanking the council for their support.
Thank you, sir. Any else from council? We have no public comments, and now's the time the public can speak to council. We have 3 minutes about anything the council has some control of or interest in. Anybody wants to make you say anything? Public comment. Public comment.
We have a couple of people right down front. Now's the time. Let's go
ahead. I didn't see them raise your hand. I'm sorry. Please give us your name and address, and there's a green light come on. That's 3 minutes. The amber light's 1 minute. The red light is your time's up.
Okay. My name is Linda. I go by Lulu Lucido, and I live at B23 Weakfish Drive in Lincoln, Delaware. And I do appreciate all of you council members and everybody listening to our problem we have. I'm here on behalf of residents for Pine Haven of the contaminated water, sewer, electrical lines, water shut off now. The contamination has been going on for 1 month today. We do, which I would like to give to you.
Sure.
We had the health department out, and when I say we, I want to emphasize it is myself and the lady here in the maroon top that she's going to speak to. And we've had the health department and everybody out. The water is contaminated with nitrates, magnesium, heavy things of iron, and they're telling us we can still drink it. The place that bought it is called Blue Water. That bought it. We were never notified in the beginning. We were never given a notice or anything. But right now we have elderly people. In the 90s, a woman with brain cancer and everything. And everybody is still told that they can drink the water. We have not received one bottle of water. People cannot drink it or anything. Some are, like I said, very sick. And I will say even Representative Shoup, he knows about it, Senator Wilson. We've tried to get DNREC out there. DNREC refused to come out. It's not their problem. But they've been notified for many, many years, DNREC. We need help. We need somebody to get out there, take a real good look. It's not going away. We need water taken to some of the people. We can't even bathe in it. It's that bad. The sewers are overrun. We've got hundreds of pictures. We could show you over some. And by the way, they're not sewers. DNREC did tell me, the head guy, Mr. Hamblett, when he told me he was not going out there, that we don't have sewers. We have cesspools. Outdated. They can't be fixed in it, and they're going to leave them until we're thrown out. And the place demolished, and we have no place to go. There aren't. So we need help. We need water out there. We need somebody to take a good look at what we're going through. So I see my time is up. May I give this?
Give that to our clerk, please, there.
Okay.
And thank you for your comments.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anyone else in the audience? Yes, ma'am.
Hello. My name is Joy Kaiser. I live at 8601. B11 Wheatfish Drive, Pine Haven. Like Lulu was saying, we need water badly. There has been people that have donated out of their own pockets so we could have bottled water. It's with them telling us we can drink the water and it's safe, it's not. The nitrates and everything are so high that anybody that even has a slight cold or something can get seriously sick. Babies under 6 months old can have blue baby syndrome, which they can die from. That's what it is. People have come up with rashes, swelled up. Their skin peel off of them. We don't know why. It has to do with all the nitrates, magnesium, and iron, so high iron in the water. We don't know what else to do. We've tried different things, tried to contact people to help us. We're ignored. It's like we don't exist. We understand that there's other homeless people and everything, and they need just as much help as we do. But right now, these people that are living there have been there for 30, 40, some years. Like I said, the 92-year-old couple was crying to me the other night. They don't know where they're going. They don't know what they can do. They can't move their home because of the 10-year rule. Anything over 10 years, they don't want in parks. They don't know what they're doing. The other people have moved from Jersey, Maryland, Pennsylvania. They're the same way. They moved in this park because it was quiet, small, and they liked it. And then to find out here, we need water, the sewers and all that are cesspools and not septic systems. Some of them have septic tanks in them, but they're so close to the top of the ground that anything disturbing them can make them boil over or back up into the trailers, which they have done. I had told them at one meeting, they gathered the trailer park and some of the representatives, I had explained to them the pipes are so close to the ground and old that any heavy tractors, trailers, whatever, coming in there to demolish the place or do whatever would break the pipes or would shake them open and there would be contamination. We had a water pipe busted at the top of the park for 3 months and nobody fixed it. Then they decided to fix it when they heard there was going to be a meeting about the water. Then all this here happened with the contamination, severe contamination. Each month now, we have the pub, DHS is coming out to test the water to see what all is in it, if it's clearing up, if it's not clearing out. We found out that one pump was closed off completely. Another pump, from the way their faces looked when they opened it up, it was not very good. We've seen them shut the electric off for a couple of hours, turn it back on, and it's a push-out type of feeling we're all getting in the park. They want us out of there. They're going to do whatever they can do and not do to get us out of there. But the problem is we're still there, and we're trying to find places to take us in or whatnot, and we can't. It's not feasible. Okay. We're all on disability or workers' comp or retired or whatever, low income. We can't find any help. And water's the top priority right now. We don't know what else to do. This is one of our last resorts. The next will be TV. We don't want to go like that, but sure. That's where we're headed because we're not.
Are you one of the homes that don't even have running water?
Yes.
There are several homes that do not have running water.
Yes.
Because there's been a pipe busted.
Yes.
And there is no running water.
Yeah, I am.
So there's some that don't even have running water.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming forward.
Thank you.
Mr. President, do we have any authority over this at all? Is there anything to...
Let this gentleman speak and we'll find out. Is Mr. Middlehart in the room somewhere? I see him earlier. Or no? Maybe.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mike Murphy. I live at 3 Pine Water Farm, multi-floor drive. I've worked for Pollution Control Systems Engineering Facility for many years. I've worked for the Rehoboth Wastewater Treatment Plant. I'm familiar with all the sewage stuff. I'm actually the man that was responsible for stopping the British Petroleum oil leak in New Orleans. I'm the guy that invented what they used to stop it. So I know what I'm talking about. So these ladies right here and everybody that lives in that place, they are totally disenfranchised. Their water is crap. It's garbage. You cannot repair this. The septic tanks that are used are not even really septic tanks. They are actually, back in the day when they had put these in, you were allowed to you could use a freezer, an old washer, an old dryer, and they buried them in the ground. There's no drain field to it whatsoever. And they pump the stuff out, and then they're supposed to take it to a wastewater treatment facility. We need to see the records on how many times they've actually pumped it out, taken it to a wastewater treatment facility, because it costs money, and those records should be available. We're not seeing any of that. In fact, there are people that have seen them take one of the big 200-gallon plastic tanks, pull it out, and then take it down to the back of the property and pump it in to the dry land, which is now a cesspool, which is running in to Cedar Creek. Now, let me not get off track here. So the septic tanks are defunct and contaminated. There are no drain fields to them. And the well location system, we don't even know where the wells are, but state law says a well has to be at least 150 feet away from any drain field, and it's got to be a proper drain field. So we don't know what the well location is, but all that water has been so contaminated for over 40 years now. 40 years. They're not going to fix this. They have to have sewage put in, and they have to have fresh water, and now, they've been without water. Little children, you can't bathe in it, you can't drink it, you can't wash dishes, you can't wash clothes, you can't do anything. So let me push on with this. My sister, I got a call last night that my sister passed away, so I shouldn't even be here, I'm grieving seriously, but these people are in such hard shape. I'm here today to make sure that the voice is heard. So, all right. So the wastewater runoff, this has been going on for how many years? 40 years? We don't even know. And has the septic waste been put illegally dumped in to create the cesspool that is there now by the owner or the owners? I don't know. But that is a cesspool, and it didn't happen by Mother Nature. Man did that. And it's running into Cedar Creek. Cedar, where? Let me continue here. So the wastewater runoff, is there an environmental impact report on the cesspool runoff into Cedar Creek? And if not, why not? Where is the EPA? Where is Denerec? This is the state of Delaware. We're not a third world nation, but if you go down there and drive through their area, you will look at that and say, this is third world. It is horrible. These people, there should be a civil lawsuit against this owner for the damage that he has done, and it needs to be seriously looked at. I mean, records need to be come up with. So, I'd like to continue if I could.
You could. Your 3 minutes is up. You can wrap up pretty quickly.
I've got 49 seconds on this.
That's how far you're over your 3 minutes. That's why the red thing's flashing on top.
Is there any way you could give me one more minute?
If you finish it up, yes, sir.
Okay. We have laws, rules, regulations, permits, inspections, documents when installation is met with the criteria properly. The approval for the system to be used is issued by the state of Delaware. However, proper maintenance, preventive maintenance is required for the septic system to remain in use. All of this should and must be done to prevent breakdown and problems that can be harmful to the environment and dangerous to human health. Where are these documents? These documents are critical to transparency. If everything has been done properly by the state, then one should be very proud to produce the documents to show that he's followed all the rules and regulations. So where are the documents and records? Only a dead fish goes with the flow, and these people are almost dead fish. So I appreciate letting me finish that.
Thank you, sir.
And God bless you all, and please, these people need help desperately.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Raleigh, you have
some. I have a question before you leave.
Yes, sir.
I just want to clarify. This is a park that's up, I think, near Yogi.
Pine Haven.
It's been sold?
Yes.
Yes, it has been sold.
And the residents are being displaced?
Yes.
They are going to be tossed out.
What is the timeline?
I'm not really sure what the timeline is, but I believe that the price, he sold this for $7 million, and apparently what the place, the people that bought it, are going to put in like a recreational water park. Can you imagine this? You can't cover this up.
But I'm just wondering, so this is a short-term thing where they're going to be evicted, essentially, and displaced.
3 years. We have 3 years.
3 years. Okay, so
the records need to be checked, though, because they're paying in cash, and the IRS needs to look into this, because I believe there's a lot more nefarious activity going on than what has met the eye.
When did the timeline start?
Now, a friend of mine, well, my cousin lives in New York, and he's a friend of Rudy Giuliani's. He said, would you like me to check him out? And I said, you know what, we'll see what happens.
I'm just wondering, you know, what authority we actually have here, if any.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Anyone else in the audience want to speak?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Devin Valisil. I live at 22511 Coy Drive, Lincoln, Delaware. I'm a resident of Pine Haven. And let alone with the water contamination issue we having, we're getting bullied out. It's like they vandalism, they destroyed some of my property yesterday. I got it all on video. I've called the law. They said there's nothing they can do. So where is the point where we can start protecting our property? And it's like the older folks, like you say, they live on disability. I'm young enough, I still can walk. But these folks, I feel bad for them because they live on disability, social. They only got a certain budget. And if they're supposed to be getting evicted and moved out, What are they going to do? It's like, I was asking them when they were demolition, when we have to be out. There's no definitive answer. It's when they come by and smash your shit, but smash your stuff, you're gone. You know, there's nothing you can do from what I was told by the cops. It's a silver suit. So where is this right that, you know, we're getting ready to lose what little bit we own?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience? Anyone else in the audience? Is she coming up?
These are some of the things.
Ma'am, your name and address, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gwendolyn Clark. I live at 8653 Nelson Drive, Lot 13 in Pine Haven. I've lived there full time since 2014. I purchased the mobile home. It's fully paid for. I pay Sussex County senior taxes. I retired on very little. I'm low income. Because in New York State, I had a home for the elderly. I specialized in taking care of people with Alzheimer's. For 13 years, I took care of 300 people, including taking them through hospice. However, because they didn't have much money, I didn't charge them much. I had 4 acres to grow food, mulched it. We had glacier water. Glacier water, just south of Ithaca, New York, in Candor. We were blessed more than I could ever realize. When you drank that water, it smelled differently. The man who tested it, he said, "I've never tested water like this." And the smell was almost like a sweetness. There wasn't any residue or anything in it. We had a brand new septic commercial sewer installed when I had a community development loan to cover that Pioneer House. It was one of the first Pioneer houses in that community of Candor as people were moving from Connecticut into New York State. It was something I didn't realize how much I cherished it and lived in that environment to be able to raise the food for the people and give them what they needed and take them as long as possible all the way through the system. And if they wanted me to take them through hospice, then I would do that if they wanted to do that. I'd be there. And if their family couldn't be there, I'd have the phone next to them, and I'd be there to help them communicate with their family, wherever they were. Some didn't even have living family. One person came from Finland, so we invited people in order to be there. It was community. The Finnish people from that area came and have a buffet and celebrated with the music from Finland. The woman's sister was able to be there, had never seen her since her mother had passed away trying to save somebody in a Finnish creek.
Ma'am, if you could finish up now, your time's up.
Here in Pine Haven, there's such a heritage from the indigenous, the way the people here in Delaware are, all the work that you have done to bring resources like this. But we need help now. We've been trying to get donations of water, gallons, bottled water, having inventory so that we have the water when we find that the spigot doesn't have water right then. Unfortunately, my cell phone has a lot of pictures of sewage, and it will get worse because it's hard to identify with the freezing of the water. Where is the location of what has been interrupted to get to it, to repair it? the sewer.
Ma'am, thank you very much for coming forward.
I thank you for hearing all the rest of what they said, because I never expected to see it deteriorate so rapidly as it has. But if there were other places, then we would be praying for that solution and help to do the transition. We don't want to hold back new business for Delaware, but we also honor the Herons.
Thank you.
Who migrate there.
Thank you, ma'am.
And you've seen other pictures and things like that of the people in their interviews and on radio. We thank you for listening.
Thank you, ma'am.
God bless you.
Anyone else in the audience want to speak? Anyone else in the audience? Yes, sir. Mr. Wilson, just 1 second. Mr. Knox, come on up.
I'm fine with T.J. Wilson. There you
go. Council, thank you. A little bit of a palate change. In Sussex County on the east.
Name
and I'm sorry. Frank Knox, 2910 McDowell Road, Bridgeville, Delaware. On the east side of the county, the loudest cry has to be overdevelopment, overdevelopment, overdevelopment. We hear it at all corners and stages of any discussion about the east side of this county. And it's a plan. And it comes from previous councils. It comes from current council. God, I hope it stops coming from the future ones. It is planned to keep development in a plan. You have a building plan, and you plan to build everything in certain locations. That creates congestion. The more you stuff in there, the more congested it gets. We're seeing a move and a call for higher density, which means more on less land, more congestion. On the west side of the county where I live, we see preservation. Keep the open space. Stop the development. There's an economic impact in that. You look at the east side of the county where the development is, you get commercial, retail, you get all the development perks. On the west side, with that open space, you know what we got? Empty buildings. Open space. Because we don't allow enough development to move to the west side. We need a different plan. We need to, I work in the trades. I have to ride to the east side every day. That's an economic impact on my business. Because it's coming, and I know you got, eventually you can't stop it from getting there, but there is an economic impact. There is a disparity, and it impacts the lowest classes on the west side, the people who are already struggling to get jobs, find jobs, better paying jobs. Not everybody wants to work at McDonald's for $15 an hour. Sounds great. $15 an hour sounds great. Not everybody wants that. Not everybody wants that for their kids. Let's open up some more development on the west side. Take some of the pressure off the east side. That's my suggestion. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir. Senator Wilson, good to have you in the chamber, sir. Good morning.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. President, and fellow council lady and men. You know, I didn't come to speak today. I was late for the last meeting, but I hope I'm in time for this one. But there is a serious outcry here. I met with Council Lady Green there, and this is a serious problem. I don't know how. There's enough blame to go around for everybody. For DNRAC, state. For Board of Health, state of Delaware. For county council and what's happened here, we've got to do something for these folks. This is a serious problem. When DNRAC says they're not concerned, I'm very concerned. When I go there and visit and I see raw sewage and I see electric lines on top of the ground with kids running around and laying in water, it tells me it's not safe for anybody to be there. And how the county over the years has let this previous owner, the Coheys, continue to leave that property and get it in this form that it is today with cesspools. It was overdeveloped 25 years ago, and we continue to let them do it. My concern is, how did they ever pay school taxes and taxes to the county when it was a free-for-all? And now we've backed ourselves in the corner. Here's all these folks looking for a place to go. And this, just heard this yesterday that the county has the state has nothing to help for relocating people to help them on their rent assistance. So now we've got a whole development here that we have created a problem, and I'm not here today to put county council down, but I'm here to tell you that there's a problem with the Board of Health to allow this to happen, and there's a problem with DNREC to continue to look at it and say they're not coming back. They need to be summoned to that property, made to do something. As a state senator, I intend to go back on them, and I'd like to know what the county's future is on how you're going to take and tax these developments. We had it in the Donovan development down in Mr. Schaefer's. We've got a serious problem in Pine Haven, and nobody seems to be coming to the plate. There's enough blame for all of us, but I can tell you, I'm going to address it with the state of Delaware. I'm here for a plea today. I don't know what you're going to do. They're going to turn it into a water park. It ought to be called a sludge pond, because that's what you've got there. And it's a serious problem that needs to be addressed. Council Lady Green was there. She knows what I'm talking about. If I've misrepresented this to the council, I want someone to tell me so. I'm giving you the facts as I see it. I'm not here for any credit. I'm here to see these people get taken care of. They're my constituents in the 18th district. They're constituents of, Council Lady Green in the 2nd, and they're Representative Shoup in the 36th. We need to do something. Not a month from now, not a year from now, tomorrow. We need to address it. As council, put the pressure on the state. I intend to do it when I get there on Wednesday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the audience want to speak? Anybody else in the audience want to speak? Operator, would you check online, please?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Can I make a comment on this subject?
Mrs. Green?
So what we have found out through the county records is that this development, or this campground mobile home, they do pay $4,000 a year in taxes, so the county is aware that they are there. The mobile home owners also pay a tax because they own their homes. So whether that $4,000 includes all that, but that there is revenue of $4,000 a year collected from that park.
Thank you.
So we have some responsibility. We know they're there. We are aware of it, and we know there's a problem. And I do appreciate what Senator Wilson has said. He's very accurate. We've gone out there. And to help, there is a problem, and somebody needs to help do something.
Thank you. Mr. Medlars, could you come down a second, please? That's not something we normally do. We're going to close public comment, but come on down, sir, if you would. And I think Raleigh had a question about this. You heard what they talked about, the water and this and the sewage, and what authority do we as the county have in this situation? Any?
None, without creating a sewer district or water district.
Okay.
So we have no legal authority unless a district is established per the Delaware Code.
Okay. So this, at this point in time, this is totally a Board of Health and a DNREC issue.
On the water and sewer side, it is a DHSS and DNIC side, yes.
Okay.
What needs to be done immediately, though, do they need bottled water? I mean, is there something that has to happen now that we could potentially do?
I'm not speaking to providing bottled water. I'm speaking to, you remember Pintail Point.
Right.
We could not touch Pintail Point until it was legally created as a sewer district. So.
But we're looking at a three-year time horizon, mm-hmm. here, right? So even if we created the district, by the time it was built out, it would be obsolete?
It would essentially be obsolete before we could probably build it out, yes.
Yeah.
And if someone wanted to create a district, which we've done before, who asked for that? The property owner?
No. It could be 50 petitions of eligible individuals.
Okay.
That could be a property owner, that could be a resident.
Okay.
So, just like a Pintail, we had people who signed as property owners and people who signed as individuals.
Right. And then I have no idea the income level of these people, I don't pretend to say that, but it sounded like one of the issues would be, as anything else, you create a sewer district, and there's a cost,
mm-hmm.
and every property is going to get a bill,
Right, and just like in the Pintail example, the Pintail Association had to carry and reimburse the county for all costs incurred until we established a district. That set the date. From there on forward, the county carried the costs.
Right, yeah.
If Mr. President. Okay.
Yes, sir.
If they have a three-year time limit to get out, when did that time limit start? And what's the date that they have to be out? Would it be even feasible to do that?
We have never received a notice.
There's no end date. They like I said, they're smashing things. They're taking people's property, doing whatever they want with it.
Okay.
We have never received a notice.
We've heard that. Thank you. Thank you. And we appreciate what you're saying. Trust me, we do. But, I mean, the idea of creating a sewer district and doing the things that would need to be done is going to be well past 3 years.
Well, past 3 years. Now, on the Donovan side, if you compare it to the Donovan example, you know, that was created as a Lewis Board of Public Works sewer area
right.
because it is in the growth and annexation area of the city of Lewis. So this particular Pine Haven does not have any other option other than being a sewer or water district.
Right, and that takes a while to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not
and you have the requirement to follow the Delaware Code
sure.
in the creation. So there is no, I do not see another path forward.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for your comment.
I wish I did.
Oh, I appreciate that, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we've closed public comments. Mr. Lawson.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later on. This is not right now.
Okay. Okay, moving down the agenda to recognition of retiree Vanessa Pettijohn. I see Ms. Pettijohn's patiently waiting along with others in the audience to join in Vanessa's recognition today. Thank you for being here. Mr. President, I do have a tribute from the council and a plaque that I'd like to present to Vanessa. I'd like to read that at this point. Sussex County Council tribute. Be it hereby known to all, Sussex County Council commends Vanessa Pettijohn, Billing Analysis and Finance, for devotion, loyalty, and excellence in serving Sussex County from November 15th, 1976 to December 30th, 2022. 46 years and 1 month. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations, directs this tribute to be presented to Vanessa B. Pettijohn, with wishes of happiness and good health, signed Michael H. Vincent. President, and the plaque reads, presented to Vanessa B. Pettijohn by the Sussex County Council in grateful appreciation for 46 years of outstanding service and dedication. Congratulations, Vanessa.
Are you sure you were legal of age to work here when you came here? Why don't you come to this side over here, come on here. Hold this plaque right in front of you. And thank you for all you've done this county. Thank you very much. We mean that. You've been a great employee.
We should do something.
We
got to
do something. We got to do something.
We're bombing all the boxes.
This is actually a photo bomb.
Oh, heaven forbid.
Okay, thank you.
Right over here to your right. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
Would you like to say anything? Step right up here. There you go.
I would just like to say that I'm glad that the county gave me opportunity to help people because that's my goal in life. I would also like to say that no matter what your position is, no matter what your department is, I would just like the employees of Sussex County to remember to be kind, courteous, to help people the best they can, because we are the face of Sussex County government, and let us all represent it well.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you for all your service.
Thanks, Vanessa, and thanks for coming back to receive your recognition. Thanks, everyone, for being here, too. Okay, Mr. President, moving down the agenda. The next item is a discussion and possible introduction of a proposed ordinance entitled An Ordinance to Amend Chapter 99, Section 99-39B2C of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period for council to render a decision on appeal. The proposed ordinance was contained in the packet this week. Recall, council, that Mr. Vincent brought this up near the end of last session related to the time period when council must act on an appeal that the county council has heard on a decision rendered by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Currently in code, there is 60 days from the receipt of the transcript, that's the reference to the court transcript, that the council must act on a record of a hearing before the commission, and the council shall not hold an additional public hearing. In essence, what that means is you have 60 days currently to act on a appeal that has come through the county council. Recall, when we do receive these appeals, in recent years, we've had to work with both parties' legal team, and our court officer currently has been Judge Tolliver, to find 60 days to go through and find a date that we can have on the calendar for you to hear the hearing and then act on the hearing. It seems like a long time, but 2 months is really not a very long period of time, especially when we're dealing on a week-to-week basis of finding a Tuesday, which you regularly meet. So our attorneys have extended the time period to 120 days. It's very straightforward. We're literally changing 60 to 120. We would like to introduce the ordinance today and then get it on the schedule for public hearing in the future. Any questions? Would someone like to introduce?
Do you want to read the short title first?
I can. An ordinance to amend Chapter 99, Section 99-39B-2C of the Code of Sussex County relating to the time period for council to render a decision on appeal.
I'll introduce it.
Let's introduce it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next.
County Administrator's Report for January 3rd, 2023. Item 1. The Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for November 2022 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of November. Item 2, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Marsh Island Phase 4 construction record received substantial completion effective December 2nd. Item 3, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet January 9th at 10 a.m. at Sussex County Administrative Office's West Complex, located at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Copy of the agenda is attached. Item 4, the Sussex County Building Code staff will host a virtual meeting to review the newly adopted International Building Code and International Residential Code and answer any questions stakeholders may have on these code changes. The virtual meeting is scheduled for this Wednesday, January 4th, 2023 at 2 p.m. For meeting information, including login instructions, please visit the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov. And for the next three items, I'd like to give our condolences to the following former county employees. It's with sadness that we note the passing of county employee John Jack Johnson on Saturday, December 17th. Jack began his career with Sussex County in May 2006 in the Environmental Services Department. His last position held was lead laboratory technician at the Wolf Neck Wastewater Treatment Facility. We'd also like to extend our condolences to William C. Townsend family. William C. Townsend passed away on Saturday, December 10th. Bill began his career with Sussex County in October 1990, where he worked until July 2009 for a total of 18 years. His last position with the county was financial coordinator in finance. And then we'd also like to inform you of the passing of Grace Perry on Wednesday, December 21st. Grace began her career with Sussex County in November 1999, where she worked until January 2019 for a total of 19 years of service. Her last position with the county was library assistant 2 at the Milton Library. We'd like to extend our condolences to all three of these families. Thank you, Mr. President.
Sir. Old business, Mr. Whitehouse.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have just one item of old business today, which is conditional use 2321 filed on behalf of Coastal Properties LLC. County Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held before County Council at its meeting of October 18th of last year. At that meeting, the Commission hadn't yet made their recommendation on the application, so Council deferred action, leaving the record open to receive the Commission's recommendation. The following week, on October 27th, the Commission did make a recommendation. They recommended denial of the application for the six reasons as outlined in the motion. And Mr. President, your paperless packet includes a memo including those six reasons along with the minutes of those meetings. Thank you.
Any questions of council? Questions of council? Mr. Moore, give me a short title, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a kitchen and bathroom showroom to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.248 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
I would like to just mention I visited the site. It appears to me to be proper land use practice to grant this approval. It's surrounded by commercial properties, and I will vote yes.
Mrs. Green.
Based on the recommendation from planning and zoning, they did recommend denial, right?
Correct.
And
correct.
So I recommend to deny.
Mr. Hudson.
I'll follow planning and zoning's recommendations. I'll vote no.
Mr. Riley.
I also have concerns about the parking primarily and access in general. It is generally a residential area. I think there is one accounting firm that's on the corner, not too far away, but other than that, I think it's entirely residential. So my vote would be to deny based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
I also agree with planning and zoning. I didn't hear anything in our public hearing that changed that thought. I will also vote no. Motion denied. Grant request. Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. First grant request is Lewis Historical Society's requesting $1,500 for the installation of signage and at all historical properties in Lewis. Last grant received for this organization was the amount of $1,500 for their Maritime Museum initiative. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
So moved.
The grant $1,500 from your council bank account?
Yes.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. To grant $1,500 from Mr. Schaefer's council bank account, which is District 3, to the Lewis Historical Society for installation of their inclusive signage at all the historical properties in Lewis. Question on the motion. I'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Cape and Lopin High School's requesting $10,000 for the Cape and Lopin Cheerleading NCAA Nationals. The last grant received for the Cape and Lopin High School was the amount of $500 for their AVID program by Ms. Deaver in 2016. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
Mr. President, if you might indulge me just briefly, I'd like to make a sales pitch. We had the cheerleaders here, if you recall. They've won seven championships, not back-to-back, but seven championships, which is an amazing feat. And if anybody would like to help send them to the national championship, it would be greatly appreciated by all, and I will offer $1,000 from my Councilmatic account.
Anybody else want to?
I'll chip in $500.
I'll chip in $500.
I will also.
And I will as well.
Okay. So.
Excuse me. You had a hearing about our building. We never had a word to say about giving us access. Well.
You're talking about the old.
Just brought it up. We can run out of it.
No, there is no public comment. Public comment was when we had a public hearing a month or so ago.
Well, we were told to be here as property owner.
You could be here, but you cannot speak to that. This is not a that was not a public hearing. That was simply old business dealt with by council. If there was confusion, I'm sorry. If you can, Mr. Whitehouse, you can explain to them whatever. The motion is to grant $3,000 to the Cape and Open High School co-ed cheerleading NCAA Nationals, being $1,000 from District 3 and $500 each from District 1, District 2, District 4, and District 5. Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
I'll second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Introduction to proposed zoning ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one is in Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district to a MRRPC medium density residential district, residential plant community. For certain parts of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 61.39 acres more or less.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
The next one is also in Mr. Schaefer's district, and it's an ordinance amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 334-5-153 and 334-5-153.02.
Mr. Schaefer introduced it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, and it's an ordinance amend the comprehensive county, an ordinance to amend the Sussex County sewer tier map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcels 533-11-23,
23-03,
and
23-04.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for storage, warehouse buildings, a car wash, and clubhouse with swimming pool to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 31.83 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
Hudson introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Riley's district. And it is an ordinance grant of conditional use of land in an agricultural residential district for multifamily dwellings that's in 106 units to be located on certain parts of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 50.80 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduced it.
And the last one is in Mr. Riley's district as well, an ordinance amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcels 135-15-98 and 98.01.
I'll introduce it.
Riley introduce it.
And that is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year and success in this coming year.
Same. Thank you, sir. Good comment. Any more comments from council? Comments from council. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. We're now in executive session for land acquisition.